It also means that if you want to produce change, it's best not to conform. So it's important to think outside the box. The systems approach always says we are not on our own. We can make connections and friendships with people of common interest. It is actually very important to form networks. So I now want to say something about what systems theory has to say about social change. In systems theory, the emergence of social change is seen as the emergence of novelty within a system. This needs to have certain conditions to be in existence. So the instigator of the change has to be an open system. It has to be a system which is alive, well, and connected to other systems. It has to be a living network, which in terms of systems theory, that means that it exchanges information openly. It exchanges energy freely with other levels of systems, family, neighbourhood, your nation, your community, whatever. Because change is an emergency phenomena, this takes place at a point of instability. So change is always there when there is instability in a system. So the process of change is dependent on these form of conditions. And I'm just going to give an idea of how you could perceive change within this kind of system. Okay. And this could be at an individual level. So change within me can be produced by this kind of situation. Or it could be at a community level or within a country or globally. So you start with an event triggering process. This could be anything from a chance remark to a cataclysmic event. The event has to be perceived in a way which it is meaningful. Okay? So it cannot be ignored or adjusted to. It's a shock. Perhaps when, on an individual level, you hear something that is a shock to you. You can't accept it with your normal understanding. The individual or the community chooses to be disturbed by this event. The information is then circulated about this disturbance as to the meaning and value of it, and the individual and the community cannot absorb the event or disturbance, and instability, this important point of instability in the system starts. This instability can lead to all sorts of different, it leads to chaos, confusion, uncertainty, doubt. This can be very uncomfortable, and I'm sure everybody in this room knows what this is like to have this on an individual level. You know, you can't process something. It's just very uncomfortable. It can't make any sense. And there are very strong emotions here, and feelings of loss of control, fear, often self-doubt, pain, all sorts of things can happen. But out of this instability and discomfort, there comes a change in the system. So there is either breakdown in the system or a breakthrough in the system. If it's a breakthrough, it leads to levels of creativity, novelty, and change. The problem, whatever the event triggering process and the discomfort brought about by it, is not solved at its own level. The new order emerges that cannot be predicted by the previous conditions. These are the emergent properties I was talking about before. So that's how systems theory looks at how change occurs. So I now want to look at change within a community, change within a community of individuals. And I want to talk about a community for me means all sorts of different levels. So it's not just the people you live with. It's the people who are on site here today. It's my community as a family. It's my community as a member of the Western Buddhist Order. I belong to a lot of different communities, and everybody here will too. Because I'm going to talk about communities, I want to take time to explain in systems terms what a definition of a community is. Okay? Living communities are self-generating in thought and meaning, and they have these properties. They have a common context of meaning. They have a free flow of information through open communication. They hold shared knowledge and rules of conduct. They have their internally generated goals as to what behaviours are acceptable or unacceptable. They exhibit a collective identity and a sense of belonging for the members of that community. And they have recognisable bonds.